City to UWD listening.
This is the MY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
82HW mobile.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
Yeah, gotcha. Very, very good. Well, your mobile sounds excellent. I don't believe I've heard you from the mobile. If I have, it's been a while.
I had a bag mount antenna, a little rug production up on top, 2 and 70 centimeter. I moved that to a permanent rim mount and trying to get rid of the picket fencing.
Very, very good. And where did you say you have the antenna mounted now on the vehicle?
I have it mounted to the hood just in front of the driver's side window, maybe a foot and a half forward.
Ready. Well, ultimately, as you would surmise, the most optimal place to have a mobile antenna is in the center of the roof. That being said, it's not that easy if you have a garage or you go into parking garages or whatever. And also, no matter how careful you think you are with a mag mount in the center of the roof, if you've got the coax going through the door, inevitably somebody is going to open that door and that mag mount is going to get dragged across the roof, causing more damage than if you just pop the hole and put a permanent mount in, you know, something like the NMO mount.
Yeah, I had my mag mount on the center of my roof, and it was not as clear as this is right now, which kind of surprises me because I do understand and agree with you, the center of the vehicle is the best, but this way I can at least now remove the mag mount and use that portable on the boat or whatever.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. The other question I would have is, how long is the antenna?
This antenna is probably 18 inches with the, I guess it's not really ground plane, but it's got the 2 meters.
It's got a loading coil in it. More inches is more better. The 39 inch dual band antenna is something like a Diamond NR770 is what I would recommend. Those antennas work very, very well. Something like a Diamond, Larson, Maxrad. Larson and Maxrad are more commercial, commercial names. But they do make amateur antennas. But you won't hear any picket fencing with a full size dual band antenna at like 39 inches. Diamond makes one that's actually 60 inches long, and that's a great antenna.
N2IZX.
Go ahead, N2. I didn't get the full tone. G2.
Yeah, the name here is Len. Question for you: what kind of vehicle is it? Do you have a maybe you ain't Timmy already? Do you have a luggage rack on it?
It's a 03 2500 AT pickup short bed. Unfortunately, I have a truck camper that needs to go on from time to time, which is why I'm trying to get it a little bit lower.
Okay, that rules that out. I would get the, if you had been able to motorize mouth. I'm on my second one. The old one quit. As long as I had motorized mouth, me since Brad did the original antenna on the Lumina, which would have been, after I got married.
Wow.
So it's been well over 20 years, and we're very happy with it. 60 inches. Tim, would that have worked with that motorized mount, or doesn't the antenna lay vary, or matter?
Diamond actually makes that motorized mount. I think it would probably be more the weight of the antenna as opposed to the length of it, Lynn. But Keith and I have been friends for many, many years. His dad worked with Mark McHugh on the counter and over at Ward's Fly. Of course, then Mark managed the Canandaigua operation, and I've known Keith and his family for many, many years. Lynn is also totally blind, has been in the piano tuning business for well over 40 years. Go ahead, more than 40 years. Go ahead, Keith.
I actually had the pleasure to talk to Lynn a couple of weeks ago when I was out and about. I've been catching a lot about the piano tuning, which I kind of think is a neat thing. And I do have a 4-foot quad band antenna, which I was going to try on here, but I hit a tree and knocked my mouth over. over. Go ahead, Lynn.
And when you mentioned that you've known Timmy, that's right. You were his neighbor for a while. And I live about 3 miles from Timmy. I used to at my old house where I live. Hold on a minute. Okay. Les is just sending me a message. He's coming over a little after 11. He drives for me. He's going on his third year. Probably the best driver I've ever had. We run errands, go out to lunch. We went to ESL Ballpark on Tuesday, and probably next month the three of us will be going up to, haven't called him yet, Timmy, to see Bill, and of course go out for lunch. So that's what's going on. And Keith, I've been doing piano since 1973, so it'll be 53 years coming up. Go ahead, Timmy.
Yeah, very good. Very, very good. Well, maybe that, Keith, maybe that 48-inch antenna would go on that hood mount that you've got. I don't think you'd hit the tree. Have you possibly considered that, Keith?
Yeah, the antenna came with this mount, so I am going to pop it out because I'm really getting choppy here in Brockport.
Yeah, we're copying you okay here. There is some flutter, but we are copying you. What rig are you running in the vehicle, Keith? Go ahead.
I got a Redivis RT95, 25 watt unit.
Okay, very good. Very, very good. Well, I think you'll notice a substantial difference with that longer antenna, though. Very good. Well, I'm going to shave here. That's what I came down here to do, so I'm going to do that and put a little music on. So, Lynn, have a good day, and Keith, have a good day. All the best to Michelle. And, yes, Lynn, Keith and Michelle lived two doors from us, Ford Mount Reed, the house that's set back. Just a couple doors toward Mount Reed, Lynn. Take care, everybody. N2IZX and the group, WD2KAO. Good morning, and have a good day and good weekend.
Very good, Timmy. Yeah, Les is going to be here in 10, 15 minutes. A little shop work. Got to pay him for the week. I don't think there's any other errands around. And the final test will be today on this watch. I'll pass along some interesting information to you on it. I mean, probably a telemarketer. Once I do this final test, I will let you know how I made out. It was an interesting project thanks to ChatGPT. Go ahead, Keith. You can sign yourself out. We'll catch you all later.
Yep, so that will be it. And I'll give a call back. And then you pull the call back to the antenna to get the guy 73. G2.
73, guys. GP2KAO sounds good. I'll be around.